Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, it gives me great pleasure to basically welcome our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel to this program called The Early Echo. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned in a beautiful fragrant hadith that when anyone sends darood upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal has an angel, and Allah Azza wa Jal then commands this angel by the virtue of reciting darood upon me to dive into a river. And when this angel of Allah Azza wa Jal dives into the specific pond, and when it comes out of the water and river, for every drop that falls from the arm or the wings of this angel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then creates more angels. And those angels then make istighfar and they supplicate for the one who has recited darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Aap zara ghor karein, zara soche. Look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the might of Allah azza wa jal, that He azza wa jal then commands those angels to basically make istighfar, to supplicate on your behalf, to make dua for forgiveness for you, just because you had recited darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only for that moment, but then those angels would make istighfar on your behalf or for you till the day of judgment. Subhanallah, how fortunate are those Muslims who abundantly recite darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They basically have millions and billions of angels supplicating on their behalf, asking and seeking their forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. This is indeed an honor, and this is only because we are the ummatis of the holiest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, pyara pyara ek kalam bhi sun lete hain. Kalam ki fauran baad hum dobara apne is program ke saath hazir honge. Please stay tuned to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Shukriya aapka sultan Madine wale, مجھ ساسی بھی ہے مہمان مدینے والے, مجھ کمینے کو مدینے میں بلایا تم نے, ہے احسان پہ احسان مدینے والے.
میں مدینے میں ہوں, 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 میں مدینے میں ہوں.
ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں, ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں, ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں, ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں. یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں, تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے میں ہوں. یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں, تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے میں ہوں. جانتے ہو میں کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں جانی تیغوں میں کیوں آیا طیبہ میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہ رحمت تیری اور عنایت تیری ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ احسان ہو پورا ارمان ہو آپ کی دید کا میں مدینے میں ہوں مجھ پہ احسان ہو پورا ارمان ہو آپ کی دید کا میں مدینے میں ہوں جلوائے یار کا ان کی دیدار کا جلوائے یار کا ان کے دیدار کا مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں مولا شربت پیلا میں مدینے میں ہوں مدینہ قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو موت قدموں میں دو اپنے عطار کو ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہو کرم سرورا میں مدینے میں ہوں
میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, the kaifiyat and the feeling of being in Madinatul Munawwara. And that kaifiyat when a person leaves the blessed land of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. I'm sure you have witnessed this and you have experienced this feeling when you have reached Madina as well as leaving Madinatul Munawwara. Zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Allahu Akbar. Kis tarah se ہم اس زمین کو چھوڑ کے جائیں جس کے بارے میں اعلیٰ حضرت فرماتے ہیں حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے او دا ون ہوز گوئنگ ٹو مدینۃ المنورہ دس از دیٹ لینڈ دیٹ یو سپوز ٹو بی واکنگ بائی یور ہیڈ اینڈ ناٹ بائی یور فٹ دس از دیٹ لینڈ وہ امام مالک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ، اللہ اکبر، ہی نیور آنسرڈ دا کال آف نیچر ان دا بیوٹیفل سٹی آف مدینۃ المنورہ. وائی؟ بیکاز ہی ہیڈ مینشن دیٹ ہاؤ کڈ آئی کنٹامینیٹ دیٹ پیس آف لینڈ پر ہیپس وے آور بلوڈ ماسٹر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مے ہیو ونس اپون اے ٹائم واکڈ اپون. If that is that portion of the land where his blessed foot had passed by, oh, he is resting in Madinatul Munawwara, how can I answer the call of nature? Therefore, he used to go out of Madinatul Munawwara. Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then told Imam Malik once that you have some beautiful horses tied to your door. Allahu Akbar. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then said, you can have them from my side, no problem. He says, at least keep one horse for yourself. You are giving me all the horses. He says, well, I feel shy to ride a horse, whereas the hooves of those horses will stamp the ground beneath which the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. I feel shy to sit upon a horse. This was gifted to me, therefore I gifted to you. I rather walk. I can't sit on a horse. I cannot ride a horse, because why? The hooves of the horses will stamp and run on that ground where the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting beneath. Allahu Akbar. This is the amount of respect and adab, and therefore Amir al-Sunnah has taught us, and he has revived that aspect, that respect, the trees, the stone, the sand, the dust of Madinatul Munawwara. Why? Because this has connection to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Everything is in Madinatul Munawwara. Allah has farmate na, jaan o dil hosh o khird sab to Madine pahunche, تم نہیں چلتے رضا، ارے سارا تو سامان گیا. اللہ اکبر. یو نو یور جان و دل، یور سول، یور ہارٹ، یور انٹلیکٹ، یور ایوری تھنگ ہیز لیفٹ فور مدینۃ المنورہ. تم نہیں چلتے رضا، او رضا آنٹ یو آلسو گوئنگ؟ بیکاز ایوری تھنگ ایلس از آلریڈی گون ٹو مدینۃ المنورہ. سبحان اللہ. سو لائک وائز ڈیئر ویوز آن دس مدنی چینل، وی شوڈ آلسو ڈیولپ دیٹ ٹائپ آف محبہ اینڈ لو. And when last did we make dua, oh Allah, take us to Madina, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, show us Madina. To aap dua zarur kare, mangte rahe. Kya pata, don't think that you need money to go to Madinatul Munawwara. Trust me, it is not upon the money and the wealth that you possess, it is upon the call of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ye bade karam ke hai faisle, ye bade naseeb ki baat hai. Jise chaaha dar pe bula liya, jise chaaha apna بنا لیا. کہاں کی دولت، کہاں کا منصب، قسم خدا کی یہ ہے حقیقت. ہاں، دس از دا ٹروتھ. کہاں کی دولت، کہاں کا منصب. واٹ یو ویلتھ یو اون، دا دولت اینڈ دا پوزیشنز یو ہیو، ایوری تھنگ از آن ون سائڈ، بکر دا حقیقت اینڈ دا ریالٹی از دس، کہ جسے بلا رہے ہیں مصطفیٰ مدینے کو وہی جا رہے ہیں. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would call upon you, and you are the one that will go to Medina if he calls for you. If your call is there, then surely you will go to Madinatul Munawwara. But you need to submit your application from your heart, from your soul, from your mind. You need to think of Madina. So aap bhi ye dua karte rahe ki ya ilahi dikha de woh Madina kaisi basti hai jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai. Amin bijahin nabiyil amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Asal mein ye jo kalam kuch hote na, mashallah, when we listen to these kalams and nats, it just revives the muhabbat and love, and it triggers the inner feelings of a believer, whereas the emotions and emotions of a person then changes. And subhanallah, today the topic was going to be regarding a very favorite and a very blessed companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore we all know the ishara is towards whom, the indication is towards the greatest companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the closest companion who is resting next to him. Allahu Akbar. So this great companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is that great companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the first amongst men to embrace and accept Islam. Even though the Sahaba Ikram as well as Tabi'een have mentioned that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the first person to accept Islam, then some also mention that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khatijat al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the first to accept Islam, as well as some other scholars mentioned Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. But Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala li had reconciled this by saying that from amongst the men, it was Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu who embraced Islam. Amongst the females, amongst the women, the first woman to accept Islam is Sayyidatuna Khatijat al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers. And amongst the boys, amongst the youth, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Allahu Akbar. Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that gigantic and that great personality. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, words cannot express the closeness that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu possesses to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All we can do and say is that love him, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved him very dearly. Be connected to him. Learn and follow the teachings of Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There are some amazing incidents of Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, one story that had really touched my heart, and from there we learn and understand the level of enthusiasm of spreading goodness amongst the people, you know, making da'wah, giving da'wah to people to come towards Islam. This is the spirit of Islam, and this is the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the early stages, whereas Muslims used to be oppressed because of their iman and Islam in their hearts, so therefore this was even the command of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam for them to protect, or for them to hide their iman from the kuffar, because they would be oppressed and slandered and tortured for bringing Islam and iman upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they were allowed to hide their iman and not expose their iman amongst the people. But when 38 people had already accepted Islam, Sayyiduna Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu expressed his feelings in the court of Rasulullah by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 38 people have already embraced Islam. Let us now, we should be given ijazah and permission to go openly and preach Islam. Several requests were given from this great personality, but every time he requested, it was declined. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is not yet time to do this. But he insisted, and then a time came where the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, we can do this. Let's go and motivate others. Let's go and preach Islam. So Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala was so rejuvenated. He was so motivated, because this was his passion, to take Islam into the homes of every unbeliever, to make every unbeliever bring iman upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, he went in Masjid-e-Haram in Makkatul Mukarrama, and then he stood upon a high place and he began to preach and call people towards Islam. The moment he began preaching, Allahu Akbar, from all sides, people then gathered to hear what is Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saying. Kuffar had gathered, and when they realized that he is preaching Islam and stopping people from idol worshipping, he is stopping people from, prostrating before idols and asking from idols. Rather, he is asking people to come towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in the oneness and wahdani of Allah azza wa jal, to worship only Allah azza wa jal. When they heard of this, even though he was a noble personality and he was a liked individual amongst the Quraysh, but then they began to fight from all directions. They attacked the Muslims, Allahu Akbar, to this extent that Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala was brought down from where he was standing and preaching, and they even injured him to this extent that his blessed face was injured and blood was oozing from his blessed face. And the impact of that fight was so hard and harsh on his blessed body that he fell to the ground unconscious. Some people from the Quraysh, when they saw that he fell unconscious to the ground, they carried him and taken him away from there. It has been mentioned that towards the latter part of the day, when he gained his conscious, his blessed mother Ummul Khair radiyallahu ta'ala anha was present there. And when he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu opened his eyes, itna sab kuch ho jane ke baad, he is injured, he is ill, he has wounds on his blessed body. Try to imagine that he was just involved in an argument and in a fight and a severe attack, where he was attacked from all sides. Allahu Akbar. He cannot even stand properly due to weakness in his body. But yet, when his eyes opened, the first thing to utter from his blessed truthful mouth was basically, how is my beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Ummul Khair, his mother, said, I don't know about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but oh my son, you are the only thing I have. I'm most concerned about your health, and you're asking about the condition and the health of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are inquiring about his well-being when your own health is at risk, your own life is at risk. Why have you done this by preaching Islam openly? Allahu Akbar. But he continued asking, please inform me about my Rasul, inform me about my Habib, inform me about my master. I want to know, is he safe? Is he okay? Allahu Akbar. She radiallahu ta'ala anha then said, I don't know, oh my son, I don't know about his whereabouts as well as his well-being. He radiallahu ta'ala then requested, please Ammi Jan, please my mother, please go to the sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umme Jamil, and ask her about the well-being of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Upon this request, when she saw that he is insisting to know the well-being of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she had no other choice but this, to go to the home of the sister of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When she knocked on the door, Umme Jamil opened the door, and when she saw that the mother of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar is standing in front, and then she asked, please inform me about the well-being of the Holy Rasul, because my son is injured and the only thing that's uttering from his mouth is about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She had no trust on Ummul Khair at that moment, because she never knew whether she came as a spy or what is the condition. So she therefore pretended to say that she did not know about the well-being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when Ummul Khair continued saying, no, O Umme Jamil, please inform me, tell me, my son is injured. When she saw a mother crying, ye maa ka ek mamta hai jo ro rahi thi unke paas. And then she said, okay, you know what? If this is the condition and I really feel pity and sorry for your son, then if you don't mind, can I go and visit your son? Then she says, no problem, let's go. So they both went to the house once again. And when she was in front of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she then signaled, or Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar signaled to her by telling her, don't worry about my mom. You can tell me about the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she said, oh, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fine. He is safe and sound, and he is at Darul Arqam, at the house of Sayyidina Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he is there at this moment and he is okay. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then began to cry, and he says, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, I take oath by Almighty Allah, I will not eat and drink anything until I do not see the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with my own eyes. I want to witness his Mubarak Chehra after seeing him and seeing his well-being. After confirming this with my own eyes, then only I promise I will eat and drink. Otherwise, I would never eat or drink anything, no matter what you do. Allahu Akbar. When they insisted, then during the latter parts of that night, they made a plan, and then they went to see the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Darul Arqam, at the house of Sayyiduna Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And when they went inside, Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with his blessed companions. Allahu Akbar. And as he is sitting with his blessed Mubarak companions, he sees the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he goes inside the house and he falls to the feet of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he hugs and embraces Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also embraces him, hugs him, and he shared his muhabba and love with the Holy Rasul, and he says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I could not wait to see your Mubarak and your Nurani, glittering, blessed, illuminous face, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The only way I can gain cure from my injuries after seeing you and knowing that now you are okay, I am now okay. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please, you convey this to my mother. You preach my mother for her to accept Islam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told his mother to accept Islam. And it was a sweet and Mubarak voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without any pressure, without any force. It was just the characteristic, that character, that Mubarak akhlaq and ada and habits of the Holy Rasul sallam, which she had witnessed with her eyes, seeing the Nurani, Irfani, glittering face of Rasulullah sallam. She recited the article of faith, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's love for the Holy Rasul is unconditional. dear viewers under Sabadini channel. He would sacrifice his life. He would sacrifice everything for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What is my wealth? What is my life? What is everything? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned, because Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that no one's wealth has ever benefited me more than the wealth of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Benefited me means benefiting Islam. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then at that time when he heard this, immediately he began to cry. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, why? Why do you have to say this? You know it, Ya Rasulullah. My life belongs to you as well as my wealth belongs to you. Allahu Akbar. This is the love of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He himself has mentioned at one place that I am fond of three things. Three things are very beloved to me. Number one, Allahu Akbar, I love to make ziyarat of the blessed chehra of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is my passion, to always keep my eyes gazed at the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two is to spend all my wealth upon the feet of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number three is that I love to always be in the company of the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And look at this feelings that he expressed when he said, I am fond of these three things. Seeing the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spending my wealth upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as being in the company. And all these three du'as and these wishes of this great personality had been accepted. And if you see, Allahu Akbar, seeing the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his passion, and he was blessed to be in Ghari Thawr, in the cave. He is the companion of the cave, in the cave of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas he actually had proven that he had given and sacrificed his life at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as his wealth is concerned, he even sacrificed all his wealth, especially at the time of Jang-e Tabuk, when Muslims were commanded to bring whatever they have. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala and Siddiqui Akbar, and at that time he brought every single thing and left it at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, O Abu Bakr, have you left anything for your family? He radiyallahu ta'ala replied, yes, I have left Allah and my Rasul for my family. Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sufficient for my family. Allahu Akbar, he never divided his wealth into half. Rather, he brought everything and came. Allahu Akbar. And this was the second thing that he was fond for, and he actually proven that as well. And the third is that I want to be in the company. And he did not only achieve this company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this dunya, but this qurb and this special closeness and proximity to the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam lasted even till the qabr, whereas he is resting beneath, or he is resting next to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and the Sabadini channel, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala is that companion. Ala Hazrat isliye farmate hain. In other words, it is like this.
Zameen o zaman tumhare liye makin o maka tumhare liye. Zameen o zaman tumhare liye makino maka tumhare liye. Chunino chuna tumhare liye. Bane do jahan tumhare liye. Dahal mein zaba tumhare liye. Badal mein ja aqa tumhare liye. Dahal mein zaba tumhare liye. Badal mein ja tumhare liye. Hum aaye yahan aqa, hum aaye yahan tumhare liye. Uthe bhi wahan tumhare liye. Hum aaye yahan تمہارے لیے زمین و زمان، تمہارے لیے بنے دو جہاں، تمہارے لیے۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ۔ The discussion and the topic was basically surrounding سیدنا صدیق اکبر، عاشق اکبر، اللہ اکبر، great lover of the holy rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and such an example he had set it, subhanallah, of muhabba and love. Actually, during the time of migration from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, it has been mentioned that during this journey, sometimes he would walk from the front of Rasulullah, sometimes he would walk behind the holy rasul. At one time, then suddenly he'd just go to the right, and then suddenly he would move to the left. And when this action of his was demonstrated over and again during this migration from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara, زَادَهُ اللَّهُ شَرْفًا وَتَعْظِيمًا، then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired and he asked, "Oh Siddiqui Akbar, what is the matter? Sometimes you walk next to me, sometimes you supersede me, you surpass me in walking, and you're in front of me. Suddenly then you go slow and I'm in front, you in the back, then on my right, then on my left. What is the matter?" Allahu Akbar. He then said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm walking with you. Oh beloved messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is my responsibility to safeguard you. I therefore, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as walking with you, this thought comes to my mind, what if an enemy attacks from the front? Before that spear enters you or touches you, it has to go through the chest of Abu Bakr. Allahu Akbar. Then I then go to the back. Sometimes if anybody attacks from the back, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I would take it upon myself first before anything harms or touches you." This is the love of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah, I have just been informed that we have been waiting for that special moment, mashallah, in which we would be blessed to hear the blessed voice of Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahab Qibla, mashallah, and we would like to give him a warm welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mufti Sahab, how are you, huzur?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you, Hazrat Maulana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. Mufti Sahab, mashallah, it gives me a great pleasure to welcoming Mufti Sahab to this program called The Early Echo. Mufti Sahab, mashallah, he is actually joined with us from Johannesburg. And alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahab, we had been discussing about Ashiq-e-Akbar, Hazrat Sayyiduna Siddiq-e-Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, this great personality and great sahabi and companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed virtues and blessings, subhanallah. Mufti Sahab, basically, the field is yours, Huzur. Whatever Madani pearls Mufti Sahab would like to give the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, inshallah, we would like to note them down as well. So I would request the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to keep their pens and papers ready, inshallah, to note down and jot down these points, mashallah, so that we could always refer to them at a later stage, inshallah. Ji Mufti Sahab, let's begin, inshallah.
This is the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is afdalul khalaiq ba'd al anbiya.
Allah, Allah.
He is greatest in the creation of Allah azza wa jal after the prophets alayhim assalam. He is first khalifa and he is highest in rank in comparison to all other Sahaba and Khulafa Rashideen. This is the fundamental Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Therefore, every Sunni must be firm on this Aqeedah. And as you said, that he's Ashiq-e-Akbar, no doubt about it. His love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached a height, a length, which is not imaginable by people like us. As it is said very beautifully in a couplet, that Hazur Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was such great aashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he was always ready to give his life, his wealth, his honor, his dignity, his aulad, everything to sacrifice on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ne ko charagh aur bulbul ko phool bas, siddiq ke liye khuda ka rasool bas.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah, mashallah.
He radiallahu ta'ala anhu has set high standards of love and also following itaat, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we would continue taking guidance of his life. And most importantly in this age and time is that all the people of Ahlul Sunnah all over the world, they must make sure that they must take Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in very high esteem and continue believing as it has been the belief of all Sunni Muslims throughout ages that he is greatest amongst all Sahaba. This is very important, especially I say in this age and time, because there are people who try to belittle his station and try to play a lot of tricks. So we must not give up our faith and our iman and our aqidah for the sake of some people's politics or their personal interests, whatever it might be. That is absolutely incorrect, and that is foolish to think that way. That if a person is respecting and honoring Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that is an insult to Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Sher-e Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That's not the way of thinking of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We respect all Sahaba and all Khulafa Rashideen, and they all have very unique qualities, they have unique virtues and fadail, and we mentioned the fadail of all Sahaba, particularly all Khulafa Rashideen. So therefore this thinking that if you are praising Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is equal to belittling Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Sher-e Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that has never existed in the circles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So every Sunni Muslim must make sure that if they have this kind of misconception in their minds, they must remove it, follow the proper way and thinking and notions of the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. Very beautifully said, Mufti Sahib. And indeed, speaking about him actually increases our love for him as well, MashaAllah. Mufti Sahib, can Mufti Sahib also elaborate on this couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali? And you know, that couplet goes as, Mola Ali ne wari teri neend par namaz, aur wo bhi asr sab se jo ala khatar ki hai, Siddiq kabal ke ghar mein jaan un pe de chuke hain. Mufti Sahib, can translate this couplet of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala?
It's actually this couplet refer to two incidences that took place. One was that coming from Khaybar, Rasulullah rested a bit. He performed Asr Salat and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent to do some work, and when he came back he had not yet performed his Asr. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his blessed head in the lap of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Sher-e Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu and rested. And the sun set, So, in other words, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not perform his asr. And the other incident, it happened when Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the cave and when the snake bit him. So, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu refers to these two incidences and he says, Mawla Ali ne waar di teri neend pe namaz. That Mawla Ali, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Shire Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sacrificed his salat, his namaz, over your rest, over your sleep. Namaz bhi wo asr ki jo ala khatar ki hai. And that namaz is of asr, which is of higher station. Because it's a middle salat. Two namazes are before it and two namazes are after it. It's a salat wusta. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran Kareem, Hafizu ala salawat wa salatil wusta. And protect your namazes, all namazes, particularly the middle one. So it becomes of higher station. And the next share that Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala writes, Siddiq balke ghar mein jaan un pe de chuke. Hifz-e jaan to jaane furuz-e ghurar ki hai. That as far as Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is concerned, he gave his life, or he sacrificed his life upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whereas protecting your life, saving your life, is from amongst the biggest farais, then Ala Hazrat takes out the natija, the result.
Ji.
And he says, Sabit hua ke jumla farais furu hain, aslul usul bandagi ustaj war ki hai.
Allah.
It is proven from these two incidences that happened that all farais, the first duty, the obligatory duties, they are the branches. Aslul usul bandagi ustaj war ki hai, and the root of all the roots is to serve that king, the king of Madinatul Munawwara, our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the root of all farais. So the farais are branches, and serving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making his khidmat, pleasing him, is the root of all those farais. So this is the outcome which Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu took out from these two incidences, and very beautifully, in a most beautiful way, in a perfect way, he put it in his couplets, mashallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. Mufti Sahib, very, very beautifully explained as well. Subhanallah, thabit hua ki jumla farayiz furu hai, aslul usul bandagi ustaj var ki hai. Mashallah. Mufti Sahib, in conclusion, as we are about to reach the end of this program, before we ask for any Madani pearls from Mufti Sahib, inshallah. Huzur, there's one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like honor and respect every companion of mine, for they are the most virtuous amongst you. So as far as the virtues and the blessings of Sahaba Ikram is concerned, there are many ahadith that speaks about the blessings and the statuses of the Sahaba Ikram. What type of disrespect in their shan could actually cause the iman and the faith of a person to leave his heart?
Look, particularly when it comes to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, his sahabiyat is proven with nasr qat'i, with the categorical proof of Quran Kareem. Li sahibihi la tahzan. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his sahabi, to his sahib, to his friend, do not fear. So if anyone denies the sahabiyat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, no, he has denied Quran Majeed. And as far as his khilafat is concerned, khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is proven with the consensus of Sahaba Ikram. And that ijma of Sahaba, the consensus of Sahaba, is same as the hukm of Nas of Quran or Mutawatir Hadith. So therefore, if anyone denies that, that is also dangerous for his iman. So that's something that we must always keep in mind, that these type of issues, we should not get involved in discussions with people, and that can cause greater harm to our faith, to our deen. Follow the simple way of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that we love all Ashab and we love all Ahl Bayt. As Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala says, Ahl Sunnat ka hai beda paar, Ashab Rasool najm hai, aur nao hai itrat Rasulullah ki.
Subhanallah.
Balance way and the way forward to keep your iman intact. Otherwise, there's too many dangers out there.
If Mufti Sahib could please explain as to how did Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gain that portion of land next to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he's resting at this moment.
There's a saying in Urdu, "Ponchi wahan pe khak jahan ka khameer tha tha." It means that from where the sand was taken to create someone, and that's where a person is going to be buried. So his luck is so great that even in Alam-e Arwa, when there was nothing, the plan was made that his sand would be taken, you know, to create his human body, Bashariyat, from the piece which is next to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
So he's companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from those days which we cannot even recall and see. And it was in his nature that even before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced prophethood, he was a loyal friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and trusted him from beginning to the end, A to Z. Because when Abu Jahl came running, you know, a person says in small portion of night, I went from Masjid-e-Haram to Masjid-e-Aqsa and I went to heavens and I came back. And when I came back, the hook was still moving on the door, the bed was still warm. Would you believe that? So he said, no, that's not believable. But he said, then your friend whom you follow, he said that. I said, if he said that, then I believe.
Subhanallah.
He attained that title of Siddiq, you know, the greatest testifier of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his hidden plans and in his wise plans, put Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that level, and nobody can bring him down. So this shair,
subhanallah,
which actually Al Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has written for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it can also fit on this great personality. You know, mit gaye mitte hain, mit jayenge aada tere. Na mita hai, na mitega, kabhi charcha tera. As the charcha of Rasulullah will never be, you know, abolished, the charcha of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu will also never be abolished. Because this is planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah, Mufti Sahib, for being part and parcel of this program called The Early Echo. And I'm hoping and most sure that the viewers and listeners of Madani channel have really enjoyed today's episode and today's silsila, for we had His Eminence, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib Qibla with us. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. And dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that was our respected Honorable Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib Qibla, who was giving us beautiful words of wisdom. And subhanallah, he explained so many beautiful characteristics of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And that was so rejuvenating and reviving, mashallah, alhamdulillah. And now we leave you with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami like every other day. And that is to remind you over and again that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.